Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Mysterious Minis, the weekly minisodes where we discuss new books and events happening in store and online. I'm your host, Gary Roby, and we are back. It's been weeks. I took a much needed vacation, which meant that we had a couple weeks where there weren't any episodes that went out. And then today, this one is just going to be me because of some scheduling conflicts between Becca and I. But that is okay, because on Thursday, Becca and I are going to be joined by Michelle, who y'all may have heard in our Meet the Booksellers segment a month ago. I think it was a month ago, talking about some mystery titles. And I'll be honest, that conversation went a little off the rails, because immediately the premise was, doesn't every book have an element of mystery? But we'll get there. You can listen to that on Thursday. Today we are here just to, you know, do the dang thing and talk about the events and the new books that are coming out this week. So I'm going to get right into it, because tonight Kit Rocha is going to be talking about their new book, The Devil You Know. That's going to be at 7 p.m. We're partnering with The Rip Bodice in order to do this one. It's going to be hosted on our Crowdcast. If you pre-order, which I think means if you have bought by today, we might still have swag left. I don't know exactly what the numbers on that stuff is like, but there was a big pre-order swag pack that had a handmade necklace, like made by Kit themselves, and some annotated maps and some postcards and stickers and a book plate and like a lot of really cool stuff. So that is going to be there. The Devil You Know, I believe, is book two in the Mercenary Librarians series that's following Deal with the Devil, which came out, I think, last summer in July. It should be really fun. We're really excited about this one. Kit's been great in the past, and the two of them are just delightful. For those of you who don't know, Kit Rocha is the pseudonym for author duo Donna Heron and Bree Bridges. The two of them work on, like, gritty dystopian. They did the Beyond series together, a while back. So this is, like, their new sort of, like, fantasy. Not fan. Meh, is it fantasy? I actually don't know much about this book. now that I have claimed it is a fantasy, I feel like I'm lying to you. Mercenary Librarian sounds great. I don't need anything else. It's a post-apocalyptic action romance, it says. That's cool. That sounds really cool. Is this tomorrow? This might be tomorrow. September 1st. It's already September, you guys. Daryl Gregory is going to be in conversation with Paul Tremblay. Daryl's got a new book out, Revelator, and we are going to be offering signed and personalized book plates for that. Paul Tremblay, of course, people may know from Survivor Song and No Sleep Till Wonderland and The Cabin at the End of the World, a lot of really fantastic horror. Revelator, of course. Actually, it's funny, Daryl also just had a book out in May at Tor.com called The Album of Dr. Moreau, which I think we talked about when it came out. I don't think we're doing anything for Paul, but we are, like I said, going to have signed book plates for Revelator. That also is virtual event on Crowdcast at 7 p.m. Oh, this one sounds really interesting, actually. It's about a 1930s family in the remote hills of the Smoky Mountains, and like a secret religion they have, and their daughter who turns their back on their mysterious god. It says that in 1933, 9-year-old Stella is left in the care of her grandmother in the backwoods of Tennessee. The mountains are home to dangerous secrets, and soon after she arrives, she wanders into a dark cavern where she encounters the family's personal god, an entity known as the Ghost Daddy. Oh my god, the Ghost Daddy. Okay. Years later, after a tragic incident that caused her to flee, Stella, now a professional bootlegger, returns to Maudie's funeral and to check on the mysterious 10-year-old girl named Sunny that Maudie adopted. Sunny appears innocent enough, but she is more powerful than Stella could imagine, and she's a direct link to Stella's buried past and her family's destructive faith. I'm very interested about this. It sounds like sort of like Southern Gothic in a way that's really fascinating, but also just the idea of like a bunch of bootleggers with like a secret deity that's living in their in a cavern in the woods near their house. Sounds really, really rad. Okay, we have one more. Oh no, I closed the tab. We have one more. MJ Housen is going to be in conversation with Rolf Yngve. They're talking about their new books, Faster and Codeword Access. Rolf came into the store to like offer us a copy of Codeword Access to check it out, and it sounds fascinating. He was talking about how his book was about the development of AI and like the nature of consciousness and stuff like that. And the more he talked about it, the more I was like, this sounds exactly like the kind of thing that I would read. Like I might check this one out. And they're both writing, it's Alex Schuler. And then, as like the main name on each of these books, and then MJ Housen working on Faster, and then Rolf working on Codeword Access. I'm very interested because this is a small publisher that's sort of doing their own thing. And I am like really interested in, what these sort of smaller things are. Also, I believe Codeword Access is like award winning. Let me look a little bit deeper into this because it says it's an NIEA, the National Indie Excellence Awards finalist. It's got like a little, like image on the book, like a little sticker. I don't know if it's a sticker. I think it's actually printed on the book. Not the copies we have already, but like, I think future copies will have this because yeah, it's great. So this should be fun. This is also at 7 o'clock. The two of them will be in conversation. I think both of them are going to have book plates available. So for either of the books, just mention that you would like a signed book plate in your order comments and you will be able to get that as well. The only other thing happening this week with regards to events is that our Dungeons and Dragons campaign is meeting again. That'll be in store this Sunday, 4:30 to 6:30. My understanding is that 2 weeks ago, the last time, we had one of these, meetups, we had three tables in store. We have a lot of people that are showing up. It's a drop in, drop out kind of thing. So if you haven't played before, there are DMs willing to teach new players and, roll characters and do that sort of thing. If you want to get even more involved, check the link in the episode description, because on that page for D&D meetups on our website, there's also a Discord channel where all the people who participate hang out and talk about characters and campaigns. I think even people who aren't necessarily comfortable working or like playing in store again also are doing some campaigns virtually still. I'm not entirely sure on that. I haven't been involved in the goings-ons of the D&D community that's built up, but I'm really proud of like how many people have gotten involved and have participated, and especially that it's like stuck with it over the pandemic and things like that. I mean, if y'all have listened to the podcast this whole time, you heard Tom, one of our DMs, on the show ages ago with Nick, as we were talking about Dungeons and Dragons and sort of what DMing is like and things like that. So please come and participate in that. It should be a good time. So that's our events. That's it. We have a bunch of new books out this week. Like I said, W No, Revelator, those are both brand new, paired up with those events that are happening. I know Rob is particularly excited about the new Stephen Graham Jones, My Heart is a Chainsaw. We have lots and lots and lots of copies of this book. Please, please pick it up. Stephen Graham Jones is a wonderful horror writer. He is Native American and writes a lot dealing with... Actually, I don't know if it's true that like all of his stuff necessarily like deals with his nationality and stuff growing up, but... I know that his last one, I think it was his last one, The Only Good Indians, was supposed to be like all about that. And it's supposed to be really, really good. What else is coming out that I am excited about? There's a new Nick Stone book, Fast Pitch, which is I believe, a baseball story, which looks cute. I actually didn't. It's weird doing this by myself, right? Like, when I'm with Becca, I can be like, hey, let me tell you all about this book. And I have someone to play off of. But when it's just me, it's so different. The other ones that I was excited about, let's see. The ones that I was going to talk about doing this with Becca. Malfactor by Robert Rapino is out. This is book three. Yeah, this is book three in the series following Mort and... Oh, maybe it's only book two. No, there was a novella. Okay, so there's Mort, and then there's a novella called Cul-de-Sac. And then this one, Malfactor. Apparently, this series is about... Okay, let me double check this. I think this is true. I think this series is about a cat that becomes a warrior, but it's not like the Warrior Cats series. I think it's like it's a former house cat turned war hero, famous for taking on the most dangerous missions and fighting the dreaded human bioweapon, Emsa, for the first one. This one looks very exciting. This is one of those, these books are so pretty. They're the, they're hardcovers with all of the images printed on the actual book itself. It doesn't have like a dust jacket in the same way that like most hardcovers do. They're really pretty. These are really, really pretty books. There's a really great quote on the cover that says, "The apocalypse has never been this entertaining." The other one that I think I was looking at that I was interested in talking about was Felonious Monk, because this is by William Kotzwinkle. And one, Felonious Monk is just a great title. It makes me think, I mean, it's got to be a play on Thelonious Monk, the like jazz musician. But it's about a monk named Tommy Martini who has an anger management problem. Since killing somebody with a single punch is not a needed talent in a monastery, he spends his time praying, meditating, and taking his anger management medicine. But his meditations are interrupted by a legacy from his uncle, a crooked priest. Arriving in a New Age Arizona town to claim his inheritance, Brother Tommy meets a charismatic, smoking hot cult leader who claims that women are being impregnated by alien beings while they sleep. Tommy's own sleep is disturbed by cartel hitmen, mafia bill collectors, and women intrigued by his vow of chastity. He loses his anger management medicine in time to deal with the hitmen, but the women present an uphill battle. This sounds really fascinating to me. I love this cover. It's like this guy in monk robes. You can't see his face because the robes obscure, like, whatever's under the hood. But he's also just got a gun, and it's pretty fantastic. I'm definitely going to check this one out. This sounds like a lot of fun. We got copies of this in, and I was like, this sounds delightful. I don't think there's going to be any jazz elements, but the fact that it's basically like it's a play on words in that way makes me think that there might be something interesting going on. I don't know. All right. I think that's all I have for like new books and events and stuff. There's lots of new books. As always, make sure that you check out the episode description because there's dozens. I think there's dozens because tomorrow is September. And we had lots this week, and I'm sure we're going to have lots next week as well. So make sure to keep an eye out for those. Again, stay tuned on Thursday for our mystery episode with Michelle. I think that's going to be a good time. We accidentally talked a lot about Neon Genesis Evangelion because that's just who Becca and I are. But that's going to be a good time. Stay tuned for that. It was a fun recording. And then, yeah, what have I been reading? Oh, I'm reading Ruin of Kings again, because I'm very, very excited about book five of Jen Lyon's Chorus of Dragons series, and Michelle promised that she was going to read Ruin of Kings with me. So we both bought mass market paperbacks and are like going through and doing notes and like really digging deep into it, because there's only one book left, and I really am just like thrilled. I think that's all I've been reading, though. I bought that Simon Stollenhag book, Electric State, and I've been very slowly going through it. It's one of those where it has, like, really, really gorgeous illustrations, and each page only has, like, a few paragraphs of text, but I'm really, like, it feels like something I should take my time with. Maybe it's because it's not illustrated. it's weird referring to it as an illustrated work. It feels like it's art. Like, it's an art book that happens to have, like, a story that goes alongside it. I don't know what came first, the art or the narrative. Maybe they sort of developed together. I need to dig a little deeper. But I'm very much enjoying that as well. And I think that's it. Thank you, of course, everybody, for listening and sticking with the show. Again, I apologize. It's been so long. We're going to try and get back into the habit of doing this on a regular basis. Now that my vacation is over and things have sort of settled down a little bit, we're going to do, you know, get back into doing minisodes every Tuesday and, trying to book more Thursday episodes. And, yeah. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, Austin Farmer, for allowing us to use our intro and outro music that's cut from the track Kill the Farm Boy off his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. You can find that, of course, on Spotify or wherever you get your music. Check out the link in the episode description for that. You can find the store, of course, on all social media at Mist Galaxy Books. If you want to find more of me, you can find me on Twitter, the Gary Roby, or you can check out the Star Wars show I do, New Republic Archives, over at duelinggenre.com. I think that's it. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.